Birds of Tokyo. At Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, everything Mackay with Sundays. It's 11 past 6 live this morning thanks to the all-new 100% electric Nissan Leaf. Now available to test drive only at North Jacklin.
It's Monday. It's time to learn stuff with Did You Know?
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
So, Dave has this segment each Monday, tries to tell us something that we didn't know before. Quite often, we already know it.
Well, you might not know this one. Have you ever wondered how a lobster says hello to another lobster?
Yeah, don't they use their bums?
No. Huh. No, they have bladders on either side of their head and they pee at each other.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Because, if he's saying g'day to his mate Alan. Alan, psst. How you doing?
It's about a 4.
Yeah.
4 out of 10.
Even when they're trying to pick up another, like a lobster of the others.
They pee at each other.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Old piss eyes, eh? All right.
Yeah, so there's one for you. And Google, here's another one for you.
Oh, sorry.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
So this is found on Google about Google?
Yes, it is, actually. It's about the founders of Google. Mm. They were...
Is it Dr. Google A to come up with it? No. Professor Google A.
Mm. No, the founders weren't exactly too sure about how it would go. Mm. So they tried to offload it for $1 million in 1999 to a group called Excite.
Yeah, right.
They turned it down. Mm. Wouldn't you feel like a chump now, hey? It's worth $527 billion. So there you go.
Still, every time you Google something, it still turns up with what you're not looking for. Well, I love how it gives you a speed. Google found the results in 0.5 of a sec. Yeah, but it's not the result I was after. So can you recalculate that, thanks?
And it tries to preempt you as well.
Yeah, when you type in what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So if I'm saying, where is Victoria Street, Mackay? Where is Victoria in Australia? No, I wasn't looking for that. Backspace.
Yeah, and sometimes I come up with the completely different. Mm. The ones you really shouldn't be looking at.
You got another one for us?
I have, actually, yes.
Listen to this.
But did you
did
know?
You know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
This is a good one. This is actually a technical name for the fear of long words. You know how people don't like long words? They've got a phobia against it?
No.
Well,
there is a phobia against a long word.
Well, some people do. And I think the name probably strikes fear into them again. It's actually on your sheet over there. Can you try and say what that is over there?
Where is this?
It's around there as well. A technical name for the fear of long words.
Okay.
Down the bottom. It's called hippopotamostrosequipped dahliophobia.
No, can't even find that. there it is. It's so long.
I know.
What is it? Hippo...
Give it a go.
Hippo to monstrio... Monstrous equipment. Yeah, but that's the first time I've seen you. The first time you read that, you wouldn't have got that straight up.
Oh, it took me 10 minutes just
exactly
to get it.
Exactly right. So you're laughing at me for having one go at it.
But if you've got a fear of long words, how bad would you feel when you look that up on Google?
Oh, God.
I can't even say it now. Hippomontontrous equipped dahliophobia.
You didn't say the T.
Hippopotamus.
No, you said there's a T there.
Yeah, okay, I'm trying to get the T out.
Hippo to monstrio. Equipophobia.
Yeah. Hippopotamostrosis equipped phobia. Dahliophobia.
That's a hard word to spell. Imagine having that at the spelling bee. You'd have kids saying, I quit. Sorry, I'm not doing it. It's 6:15, Jane Day for breakfast. Triple M.